Uniform 2 Tango Mobile.
For HKX, I believe it's Rusty, correct?
Yep, that's me. 2 and back down 26 from up in Hendersonville today. Had to go up there and prepare for an event that's going to occur in November, so. Anyway, one of many trips there and back.
This is the way, but I'm going up 25. I'm going into Brevard.
Up there in the Flat Rock, Arden, that area, all up in there in the Flat Rock, Hendersonville, along in that area, just off of the first exit for Hendersonville there at Upward Road, so. Been up there at the Blue Ridge Community College and at the hotel where we're booking the hotel for the event. Little things like that, you know.
What event are you having, Rusty?
Well, I'm a part of the Barbershop Harmony Society. We sing a cappella music. And I'm part of the board of directors for the Carolinas District, which is North and South Carolina. And we're having a convention in November where choruses and quartets will come up and sing in front of judges to try to qualify for the International Barbershop Harmony Society event, which will be July of next year, up in a little town called Charlotte, North Carolina, you know?
Sounds like fun. I can't carry a tune in a bucket, but I wouldn't mind coming.
I get full weekend in November. It'll be at the Blue Ridge Community College, and they will be some information on it about getting tickets and things for the separate sessions and for the whole event, things like that for the weekend. So we'll be putting more information out later as we get closer.
Keep an eye out for that, because I just live right over at Bend Road, just across the Henderson-Transylvania County line.
Put something in the, have something written up, go in the Hendersonville newspaper and the Asheville Times and, you know, little places like that up there that we can get articles in the local newspapers to do it. And it'll be listed on the college's website where they list events that occur there. So all kinds of things like that.
And to say it, you're probably better off to put it in the Facebook Hendersonville page.
On Facebook accounts all around and everything. We've got a lot of we've got a chorus that lives up in the Asheville area, so we're going to get it in a lot of events, a lot of places up there, and we're going to be working with some of the high school choral directors and things like that too. So you know, that's one of the things we're going to be working on, and often some people to look some free tickets, some of the group youth groups like Boys and Girls Clubs, some scout groups like that. Try to get them interested in barbershop.
Well, like I said, I'll have to keep an eye out for that. I love barbershop quartet stuff like that, so that's right up my alley.
Well, then next year, come February 14th, Valentine's Day, you'll have to contract with the chorus that's out of Asheville and have them deliver a singing Valentine to your sweetheart.
I may have to do that. And I've got a son, he loves to sing in the choirs, so I go to all that stuff. He's done a lot of it in high school, but not so much since he's got out, trying to get him back into it.
How old is he?
He turned 21 last October.
A bad spot along here on 26. How old did you say he was?
21 last October.
So does he live in that area up there? Well, he needs to look up, if he's interested in singing, he needs to look up on the, go on the web and look for Land of Sky Chorus. That's the local chorus up, men's barbershop chorus up there. And they're all the time looking for new people, just like my chorus is down here in the Spartanburg area, in the Spartanburg-Greenville area, the upstate South Carolina chorus. And we're all the time looking for new singers. In fact, we've got one guy so dedicated to singing in our chorus, he drives from Columbia every Monday night for rehearsal.
Pretty serious dedication, because that's no short drive.
Takes him about an hour and 30 minutes from where he lives to where we rehearse. So, and he enjoys it. He's been singing with us for years.
And I got about an hour and a half drive each way myself, so.
We get folks coming in from all over, and we got people all over the upstate of South Carolina. Like I said, this one guy, he comes in, and of course, Asheville, of course, is up there closer to where you live, and like I said, they're all the time looking for new singers, and, you know, barbershop style of music is very, you know, if you know to sing and you can read music, you can learn to sing barbershop. We sing four-part harmony. Lead, tenor, lead, bass, and Barry. So we run the four parts and make lots of tunes and ring chords and do lots of things with it, you know?
The only person that likes to hear me sing is my invisible partner over here in the co-pilot seat.
My dad and I have learned how to sing, and I sing in both the church choir and also in barbershop, so I do a little bit of both. And I sing lead in barbershop, and I sing bass in church choir.
I sing in the church choir, but I've never done anything other than that.
In church choir, you can learn to sing in barbershop.
I definitely have to let my son know about it, see if I can get him back over in that direction.
Look up Land of Sky Chorus. That's the chorus up there in Asheville. And I'm sure that they would, you know, I'm not sure exactly where they're rehearsing right now. Of course, they haven't gone back to in-person rehearsing yet. My chorus down here where I live has started back to in-person maskless rehearsals. So we've got it going again, and they're getting ready to start back. And so, you know, that's a good chance for them to get in and get involved with it. Because we do shows every year, we do competitions a couple of times a year. Our international society competition is going to be in Charlotte this July of 2022, and just over in Lexington, Kentucky, in July of 2023. So, you know, it's a good place to spend the 4th of July.
And that sounds like a lot of fun, so I have to really put it on my calendar to check it out.
That'll be a whole week long of barbershop singing over there in Charlotte that week. And everybody starts arriving the 3rd and 4th of July. The competition starts the 5th. It runs the 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th. So they'll crown our international quartet champions, our international chorus champions. And we'll have choruses coming in from all over the world. Let me go. I got a phone call. W2T. 4HK.
73's Rusty. And, I'll be monitoring for a few more minutes.
Call sign.
So, Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray.
It's KX, right?
Sir, who am I speaking with?
Patrick, this is Jim down in Traveler's Rest. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Pretty well. Call sign KO4LAO.
Recognize the call.
Hey, the reason I called you was the other day you were talking to W4FCM Fred in Traveler's Rest, and y'all were talking about a ham fest in Waynesville.
Yes, sir. I don't know the exact date, but I think it's July 24th, somewhere right around there.
Interested in maybe going to that, so have never been to one of those and thought it might be a good thing to try.
The one of any size, just a couple guys getting together in a parking lot, is the only one I've really been to. But yeah, I'm looking forward to going myself. But it is listed on the ARL website, so you can look up the information there. And I know Bob out of Hendersonville, he's trying to get a group together to go up and all caravan up together. 4HKX, and I'll be clear for a moment.
Monitoring.
GG Mobile.
Call, but this is KO4HKX. Patrick on this end. How are you this afternoon?
This end is KE4
4OGG, Kilo Echo 4, Oscar Golf Golf. The name is Ray, and I'm over driving near Seneca in some of the back roads between Seneca and Clemson right now. So having a good day today. How about yourself?
Just finishing up my tour out, heading home. I'm on 290 heading to 25 right now over here out of Greer.
That's a fair piece from where I'm at. I'm just glad I'm getting back into the 6-1 machine. I had some issues or something going on over the last year or so and couldn't get into it. And at least I'm getting back into it again.
Doing a pretty good job. You got a little bit of noise with you, but you're perfectly readable. And I've only been in the hobby since September of last year, so I'm just getting into it myself.
I know we've actually had a fair number of people taking the test and passing and getting their licenses over here in the last year or so. I think the whole stay-at-home thing got a bunch of people studying that had been on the fence for a while. From what I've seen, that I read something in QST about it also. So hopefully that'll keep up and we'll get people back on the air. It's a fun hobby.
Thoroughly enjoyed it since I got in. And I looked into getting into it years ago, but where I live in Transylvania County, it's so hard to find any information out. I just never did get into it. And then when I found out you could start taking the test online last year, that's when I decided it was time to go ahead and make that leap.
They started doing the actual in-person testing over here with distance and everything. Worked out that one of our members, one of the clubs in the area, helped support a couple of clubs and all. He has his own business and his own little shop, so they opened it up to let people do the testing down there. He already had tables and everything for the little restaurant that he owns, and it worked out really good to get the people involved, and they've actually been having little swap meets and meet and greets down there for a while. It's been great. Where we have been meeting in our county buildings, they locked all that stuff down and hadn't, for whatever reason, haven't reopened it, even though they've opened it for other things. So I think everybody's sort of happy to be able to just get out and see each other now, along with you, having other options on testing.
I know a lot of people are glad to get back out. My business, I'm out every day. Haven't missed any of it other than, you know, what I've taken off. I've just been going at it.
It's been pretty much the same for myself and my wife. I'm retired, but I volunteer with the fire and rescue over here in two different departments. And between that and doing stuff at our church with video, I've had a little bit of downtime and stuff in there. And we had a couple of times when we didn't go out on different things just because they changed some of the policies for a little bit. But all that went away after, I think it may be about a 3-week period or late, or in March of last year, we picked right back up and never slowed down at all since then. So, I'm like you've been out the whole time running around, my wife has too.
Well, I live in North Carolina and up in Brevard, in that area. And there for a while, it just shut down completely. And they still haven't fully reopened like down here. But it's nice to come down here and actually be able to go out to eat and everybody not panic because you're not wearing a mask all the time.
So I went through a bad area over here that eats all the radio signals up, and I missed most of that other than knowing that you live up in North Carolina, I think near the Brevard area. I know y'all had different restrictions because we were trying to replace vehicles destroyed by the tornado that came through last year, just to add ice into our cake over here in Seneca. And we went to North Carolina to try to do that. We haven't been back since. Because we've got a brother and sister-in-law that live up there in Raleigh, and they keep us up to date on what all's been going on. I think we'll probably be heading back up again soon. Got another guy I talked to who's up in Highlands right now. We'll do a quick trip up there just to get our feet wet again.
end of the county where I live. But yeah, we got a lot of different restrictions, and things still haven't lifted and gone back to normal yet.
Go ahead and sign with you for a little bit. The noise on my end, I'm over here on the backside of Clemson, and for whatever reason, the noise level has just gone out the roof. So let me sign for a little bit, and I'll try to catch back up with you in a little bit. If not, maybe in the future. I'll be running around over here mobile for a while myself in the Clemson Central Seneca area. So take care and enjoy meeting you, and welcome to the hobby. A few months late, but welcome aboard anyway. This is KE4OGG. I'll be clear on your final.
I've been made to feel welcome since I picked up the mic. I appreciate that, and I look forward to talking to you again, Ray. KO4HKX, and I'll be monitoring.
Jim, KO4HKX. Patrick, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Bill. How about you this afternoon?
In the last 5 minutes, I just got home.
Why don't you? I still got about an hour to get there.
All right, I just did my hour commute, so I understand.
It can happen. I get an hour commute to unwind and have some good conversation on the radio.
I turned the radio on a little while ago. I picked up Greenville on the way home, and I didn't realize I had the volume turned down until I was just about pulling in the driveway, and I heard you and the other gentleman talking, so I was just riding along listening to the quiet.
That's a blessing in disguise.
You are correct. You feeling better?
Much better than last Thursday. Much better. I don't feel like I got a dump truck sitting on my head.
I know the, you were saying maybe barometric pressure or something, elevation was working on you, all that, sinuses and tooth, and you just had it in all directions.
It could have had something to do with getting soaking wet and cold, and a windy day there Wednesday wasn't helping none either last week. And then you head up that mountain, and that pressure changes, and boy, it lights you up.
And pressure can make a big difference, that's for sure. You still pulling trailer, or you got in your truck yet, or how's that going?
No, I'm still pulling this taco box. I had to put some air conditioning in it last week. It's at least knocking it down to under 100 degrees in there, so it's bearable anyway.
KB4CBA.
Dave.
You don't have your, you didn't cut your hole on the side of it and stick your window unit in there?
One of those floor units. I cut me a hole in the floor, and then it just sits there in the floor and blows cold air at you.
Pull in a garage at a dealership one day, and he pulled in a RV, and he took one of the air conditioners right off the top of it when he came through the door. It was too tall.
Forget about how tall those trucks are. I know I had to watch it with my other truck, my tool truck. I had an AC unit on top of it, and it don't take much to tear that thing off.
See, but it wasn't funny either, because, I mean, you know, the dealership had to pay for it, and the poor guy, he was traveling, you know, and just came in for oil change, and wound up getting a little bit more than he bargained for, and I'm sure they didn't have the stuff in stock. I'm sure they had to order it, so I don't know what. They probably had to put him up in the hotel and a whole bunch of stuff. But anyway, y'all carry on.
Talking to you, I'm sure you're going to play tennis. So if you're going to hang around. But Bill, go ahead, pick it up.
And then a Sawzall and a Wendy unit hanging off the side of that trailer there for a minute. That was quite funny in my mind, to tell you the truth.
Making fun of my rednecks.
got to. I mean, you know, make sure I got it here. I was at the rest area on 385, and I heard this noise, and I turned around and looked, and it was this, I think it was the Audi, and they were dragging their air conditioner. Evidently, they had had some work done under the car, and they had to remove the AC unit, and I guess they forgot to tighten the bolts or something, and they were literally dragging the AC compressor down the highway, and sparks were flying everywhere, and it's making awful noise. I just can't imagine that they couldn't hear it, and the only thing that was holding it to the car was the hoses, so I don't know how far they made it that way, but it was an interesting sight.
That would be real interesting with the new Freon, that 1234 YF. That stuff is using propane as the propellant for it, so that might be a little bit of fun there.
I think you mentioned, you or somebody else wanted to mention that, the 134A they use in the cars doesn't have that in it, unless they've just started adding it. At least they didn't have it when I was working on cars, but anyway. The weirdest thing I've ever seen is a big, like a 17-passenger van, I think it was a work van, flying down, 312, 315, it's the highway that goes from 40, you get off on it to go to Gatlinburg, I think it's 312, and he was flying down that highway, that two-lane highway in that van, and on one of the front tires had come completely off, and he was on the rim, sparks flying everywhere, and I mean, he was flying. He was doing 70, 80 miles an hour.
Says they walk and drive among us.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, I thought I'd seen it all, but I guess I don't know if he had to be somewhere or he was running from the law or what, but he was getting on down the road. I hope that rim held out for him until he got to where he was going.
These police chases on TV, and you see them riding rims. Like you said, they're running 50, 60 miles an hour. I don't see how they drive on it. It makes no sense to me. And they're crazy enough to keep going.
Say desperate times requires desperate measures. I guess that they don't want to get caught. But you know, it's they're gonna get caught. So they might as well just give up. And but people will just drag it out to the very last second. And by that time, they got so many law enforcement involved and so many guns drawn on them, got all those officers are upset and can't figure out why he's running and all that. So it's just a big mess. But anyway.
Had an interaction with law enforcement. It was Georgia State Patrol. I was speeding, and he was sitting up on a hill on the side of the road, and as soon as I saw him, I knew what was going on, and I just hit the brakes, pulled over, and turned on my flashers, and I was pulled over before he got started good, and he let me off with a warning, believe it or not. I was running 70 and a 55. He just scolded me pretty good. I learned my lesson. But I think just pulling over was the helping factor there.
heard any.
I did the same thing on 385 one day. I was doing 75 and a 55. And I went around the curve there, right past the LEC and going south and more in traffic. And I got around the curve where it straightened out, and there sat the city on the side of the road, and he had his blue lights before I even got to him. And so I just pulled over in front of him. He just had to roll up about 6 feet. And luckily for me, I was working for the county, and I had my uniform on, and he didn't give me a ticket. But he just said 75 and a 55. Have a nice day.
A lot of discretion that they have, and a lot of them use it, and unfortunately there's the 0.5% out of 99.5% that don't, but thank goodness I've been lucky enough when I have run into law enforcement to always be with the good ones, and I think that's the vast majority by far. I do support law enforcement, that's for sure.
It doesn't matter what profession you name, there's going to be a bad apple. So, sadly enough, it's a much bigger problem than people realize. Because, I mean, disrespect for authority is everywhere. It's the problem in our classrooms, and you know, parents aren't teaching children to respect their elders anymore. So, in fact, they're teaching them to question authority, and you know, you got rights and all this stuff, so that you really don't have. When you get pulled over by a policeman, just do what he says, and you'll be fine. You know, they're not gonna shoot you. All those people that are dead would be alive today if they'd just done what the officer said to do.
Coming up on the black hole at Henderson County, so I'm going to have to stay 73 here for about 20 minutes so I can get through it. KO4 HKX, and I'll see you on the other. Throw out my call on the other side.
Patrick, be safe. We'll catch you maybe later this evening or maybe tomorrow sometime. Have a good one. Dave, I'm going to say 73 as well. I just got home and jumped on here real quick, but I've had a long day, so I'm fixing to call it for a while. If you're going to play tennis, enjoy yourself, and don't get too hot. It's M4WHM. I'll be clear.
Well, I'm sitting at Roadhouse waiting on a slab of dead cow and some other stuff. Yeah, I just finished playing tennis, so now I got to go home and cut the grass. So the fun never ends. 73's. And we'll talk to you later, KB4CPA.